Tonight's stop on the Carrie Edwards, Florida tour is St. Petersburg. Tomorrow morning, Fort Lauderdale. It was, of course, in Florida that just 537 votes in the official and disputed vote count tipped the presidential election in 2000. For a sense of Florida politics in 2004, we turn to Adam Smith, political editor for the St. Petersburg Times. Thanks for being with us.
Sure.
What are the polls showing this time around? How close a race is this?
Well, the polls are showing another dead heat, which wasn't the case at this point in 2000, but right now it's neck and neck.
Any sense of whether now that John Edwards is on the ticket, people keep talking about him giving John Kerry a boost in the South, will that help in Florida?
Well, I know there are a lot of Democrats who are thrilled to have John Edwards on the ticket and think he can be a big help mobilizing the base and reaching out to swing voters. So even with Bob Graham having been a prospect for vice president.
That's the senator from Florida.
The senator from Florida. There's a lot of enthusiasm among Democrats for Edwards.
When you look at the electorate in Florida, it seems there would be very different constituencies, say, in the panhandle in the north of the state than there would be in the southern part of the state, which has a lot of transplants from up north.
You know, you sort of typically divide Florida into three sections. You've got North Florida, which is essentially the south, the real south. You've got Central Florida, where I am in the Tampa Bay area, which is the real battleground, the swing voters. And then you've got Southeast Florida, South Florida, which is the Democratic stronghold.
And when you look at those different constituencies, what issues do you think play out and what candidates stand to benefit?
Well, there's at least a school of thought. We'll see how it works that John Edwards, being a Southerner, can go to the panhandle in North Florida and at least help Kerry minimize his losses. That's an area where Bush is sure to win, but you can win statewide elections if you at least keep your losses to a minimum there. I talked to one prominent Democrat up there today who suggested that they are hoping to see Edwards come down to the panhandle, not Kerry. They think Edwards is much more appealing to voters there.
Does it seem like there are a few voting issues this time around that are really galvanizing people across the street, or is that breaking down in different ways also?
Healthcare is a big issue. It always is, and it especially in South Florida. And what we've seen so far is the prescription drug benefit is not at all a plus for Bush. There are a lot of people very, very skeptical and very, very confused about it. And again, our economy and our job situation is not nearly as bleak as some other states. We haven't had the manufacturing losses that Ohio has, but there is the middle class squeeze that a lot of people talk about here, just as they do elsewhere. The war is also a big issue. I've talked to some people in the Panhandle, which is an area where you have a lot of military retirees and a lot of military bases. And somebody said to me today that 10 months ago, when they talked to people raising even mild questions about what was going on in Iraq, people would look at him as if he were unpatriotic. He said it's a very different ballgame today, that a lot of people are debating the war and the wisdom of going in there.
Florida has sort of a division within itself. You've got two Democratic senators, but you've also got a Republican governor who just happens to be the brother of the President of the United States, Jeb Bush. And he said this about the Democratic ticket. He says people in the South aren't going to vote for a ticket that liberal, including his own state, I'm assuming. Do you think that's true?
Well, that's true if people are convinced that this is a way out of the mainstream liberal ticket. Florida is basically a moderate state. We have the Republican Party overwhelmingly dominates the legislature, holds the governor's office and every cabinet office, but we do have two Democratic senators. That's why the mainstream middle is where you win statewide elections.
As you look forward to November, Adam, we all remember 2000 and hanging chads and butterfly ballots. Has Florida figured out how to fix the problems with its voting system?
That really does remain to be seen. There's a lot of skepticism about these electronic voting machines and receipts, which, despite some efforts from people to try to get receipts, it's not going to happen in November.
When you say receipts, you mean an actual receipt for how you voted?
To show how you voted. You know, there's an ongoing issue of how do you do a valid recount? How can you really tell whether your vote was cast the way you meant it to vote?
It doesn't sound like a ringing vote of confidence that I'm hearing from you today.
Well, I wish I could give a ringing vote of confidence, but every day, especially lately, we've got continuing issues with the electronic voting machines. There are a lot of people uneasy about it.
Well, Adam Smith, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure.
Adam Smith is political editor for the St. Petersburg Times, talking about election year politics in the battleground state of Florida.